sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting lights out. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the final episode of Shooting Lights Out in 2025. This is your weekly deep shot into hoops culture. Your host, the playmaker, Darnell Sounders in the building. As always, joining me with a new background this week, the mad scientist. Hopefully you'll be mad scientist today and not the other word. Mr. Cole Johnson.
Firstly, when did we get into the circus? And I'm mad. I am not the other word. And you know, And you know this, man.
I don't know. The way that you've been going on for the last 2 weeks, you've been the other word for sure.
Moi go off with what subjects and how?
Where do we begin? Where do we begin?
I mean, so the truth. That's all I do. I just tell the truth.
You do more than that. You have a certain way that you want to tell the truth.
Certain way. I love it.
And you know I ain't lying.
No, you're not. But I learned from a long time ago that I have to be entertaining in the way I tell the truth. So it comes from that understanding. You know, I could just say a statement of the sky is blue and it's boring. But now if I would say, you know, that sky is far and it's blue. Look at it. Mm. And you feel, you were like, oh, I got to see that sky.
No, Lord.
It comes across like that.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
This guy. Well, to all my basketball fans out there, allow us to be the first to tell you a happy new year.
Yes, I hope your Christmas went well, and yes, I hope your new year, which is in, 3 days, is enjoyable. Being a part of this outfit, I'm surprised that Playmaker doesn't want to leave me in 2025.
Hey, man, people wear anything these days, so.
Yeah.
So there's really nothing to pick at, to be honest, when it comes to outfits.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Don't worry, but for our football fans, y'all will see us Wednesday.
No choice. There's a lot of stuff to cover Wednesday.
Important stuff to cover Wednesday.
And speaking of that, I got to thank you. I'm glad that you gave me this platform. And I'm glad you gave me the Baron Underground platform. It felt so cathartic to get out of me what I have been feeling for a long time. I mean, it almost felt as though I was on a psychiatrist's couch and just laying out my problems. And I just felt so free afterwards. So I just have to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for having me be part of one half of this program and one half of Bearing Down the Gridiron. That was one of the most cathartic feels I've ever had whenever I've seen the on air or the red button on.
Yeah, I unlocked something else too in the process of all this.
Whatever do you mean, sir?
Something tells me that background was created not that long ago.
Oh, this one? Oh, it was not.
Which means he created some stuff.
I didn't create a thing.
I just don't know what he created. That's the bad part.
I didn't create a thing. I mean, I have been in the lab, but still, though.
Oh no, because you definitely created some stuff last week.
I was giving a public service announcement to Giannis Antetokounmpo. I know that's your boy. I'm like, look, and shout out to you. You did good on your return, but still. I'm like, no, get out of Milwaukee. Get out of Milwaukee fast. Get out of Milwaukee now. I was just doing my due diligence. And I was, of course, celebrating that whack tournament is over.
We're gonna be visiting that tournament later on in the show. It's a reason why I'm doing that. Calm down. It's a reason why. It's not that bad. Trust me.
Oops.
Trust me, when you see what I'm doing, you will feel okay. He's not that bad. It's a reason why he's doing this. I'm not doing this to pick on you. It just happened to be part of the tournament, had to be a part of my main segment for the show. That's just how I felt.
What do I feel? That's a lie. Oh, in my toe. Right about
you're gonna tell yourself you're wrong for saying that. And you figure out why I did it.
I said, what do I feel? I didn't say I'm saying it. It's what do I feel at?
You're gonna get on yourself for saying. Matter of fact, I don't even think you seen the title of the show, did you?
Yeah, I saw the title of the show.
Then that should give you an idea of why a certain tournament is coming back up.
But do you have to bring the tournament up in regards to?
It happened in the tournament.
I know, but good Lord. Do we have to mention that ridiculous monstrosity of a creation?
Well, when we did that game, that was like the only time you actually gave analysis and didn't go off on it. And it just so happened they played two more times after that. So, yeah, it all comes together.
I know.
It all comes together, man.
I know.
But thank you for watching on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're watching on my personal link, then send a connect and then slide up to the Playmakers Network YouTube channel. And then hit that subscribe, hit that notification bell. And I believe we're live somewhere else, too.
Yes, we are live on the Real Wise Radio Network. Thank you, and shout out to our partner, my ace, Wise Alefe, for providing that platform. This is one of the flagship shows, along with Bearing Down the Gridiron and even Ramley Talk. This is one of the flagship shows of the network, and you get to hear this particular program every Monday afternoon, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. That is standard and daylight. And it is a joy to be amongst all of you. And yes, and you can, if you can't see us on YouTube or on LinkedIn, you can hear us on many different platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Prime. Don't you say nothing. Sorry, I had to deal with my Alexa so she wouldn't go off. And all other platforms and podcast directories where you can hear this wonderful program.
And with that being said, Mr. Johnson, I do believe we have a segment again, too, which I got to feel is going to be very brief.
Yes, I think it's time for us to go around the hardwood. And why are we talking about on the hardwood? Well,
literally.
There was a fight that took place between Los Pelicans guard Jose Alvarado and the Phoenix Suns center Mark Williams. And this came from the desk of the NBA offices in Secaucus, New Jersey. Might as well say New York anyway. New York Pelicans guard Jose Alvarado who he has the smoothest way that he can steal a pass. I love how he does that. I'm sorry. He was suspended for 2 games, and Phoenix Suns center Mark Williams received a 1-game suspension for their roles in a fight during a third quarter of Saturday night's game. Gonna punish these sticks for actually showing fight and wanting to slide on the Nick. I'm sorry. The NBA announced the suspensions, which come with a pay, yesterday or Sunday. Alvarado will miss the Pelicans' home game against the Knicks tonight and their game against the Bulls on Wednesday. Williams will miss tonight's game that they have in the Suns against the Wizards. The 7'1" Williams and 6' even Alvarado exchanged punches after a foul call on Alvarado. The Suns won the contest 123-114. Who cares? For a two-game sweep of a back-to-back set between the two teams in New Orleans. And they ain't gonna matter. I'm sorry. Sorry. Who's journalism, Cole? Journalism. Remember. Even. There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, you have a segment for that. That's why.
Alvarado was trying to fight through a ball screen by set by Williams to keep pressure on Sun sharpshooter Colin Gillespie, who made his first 5 threes in the game. Alvarado pushed Williams out of the way while playing defense and was called for a foul. Williams didn't shove Alvarado in the back. Alvarado turned to Williams and they exchanged words before grabbing each other and each of them acting as though they thought that they were Thomas Hitman Hearns on Roberto Duran. I mean, both players landed right hands before being separated and then ejected. Let them fools swing. I mean, if they want to swing, let them swing. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing about hockey that I wish basketball incorporate the same. Let them jokers swing. Just get out the way and let them just go at it. It's not going to take long. Basketball players don't know how to fight. And then you can just separate them. Then you put them in the put them wherever you want to put them, on the bench or in the locker room.
This man said basketball players don't know how to fight. Dang.
But it's the truth. Most of them don't. Most of them don't know how to fight. Some do. Most don't. Neither player commented after the game. Jordan Ott, the Suns head coach, he had this to say about the competitiveness and fatigue. Quote, "I saw it, and then all of a sudden everyone jumped in. Obviously, it happens. It just feels like the lack of sleep in the second night of a back-to-back. Something always tends to happen. Last night, there were a lot of free throws. Tonight, there wasn't as much. They let us play tonight, which is something we enjoy. They got tangled up, and obviously, they both got thrown out." Close quote. So your thoughts on these two sticks getting to a fisticuffs battle?
Fight night! Okay, obviously, Alvarado, he got the 2 games because it started with him.
Yeah, he was the instigator. Yeah.
And once you get this, you get suspended because you escalated even more. Mm-hmm. I think they got it right. I have no issues, but man.
No, I don't mean
that. Alvarado, sit your 6'1 behind down somewhere trying to pick on the center. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, come on. You're going to get on the man for his height. I mean, look, Isaiah Thomas did this with.
Yeah, go ahead and prove my point. Go ahead.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas did the same thing with Bill Cartwright, where, you know, he felt some type of way. And then Isaiah with his small frame, reached up, climbed that elevator and swung on dude. That was beautiful. I'm like, this mother jackass is trying to knock a center down. This is hilarious. Oh, God.
Stop trying to pick fight with people that's bigger than y'all. It's not worth it.
I'm like, come on. Now you should have learned the lesson. If a person's taller, you chop at the torso, son. I mean, burying them rights and lefts in the stomach. Burying in those six packs, or Bill Cartwright's case, one. Just burying that one pack. That would have put him down, and then you could have just visited that nice little right hook to the chin.
Not you giving out pointers of how to chop somebody down instead of telling the players not to be doing stuff like this.
Well, again, basketball players don't know how to fight. Most of them don't. So I'm just giving them pointers. You know, if you're going to fight, you got to understand these rules. Protect yourself at all times. And if a person is taller than you, chop them down. The body, then the head. The body. Because all someone like a Victor Wembanyama could do, he could just have one of them bones just hit your jaw and you done. Because, I mean, they didn't have
teacher Dr. Harlem Globetrotter, let's put his hand out there, let's let you just swing your hair on time.
Exactly, or that. So that's what I'm saying. It's just, come on now. You got to do better than that. I'm just helping these NBA players out. I mean, I'm happy to actually see that we're talking about a fight, because I thought these dummies didn't want to do anything that even remotely resembled physicality. I thought they were just happy just running down up and down the court. That makes me happy. But now just let's make the physicality go to the next level. Alvarado, the next time you get into a fight with a center, low, son. You don't have to do Draymond. You don't have to be a Rockette. Just take a fist, just bear it in the stomach, and they'll come down to your level, and then you can bip, bip, bip the chin. Tear them up, and then watch that tree fall down like it's in the forest. And then you will be smiling at the suspension you receive after that. Because they still frown on fighting. But you will feel good about yourself after you just chop a tree down and make him sleep. Instead of a weak punch that barely lands and you get pulled away. Now have a strategy. Attack that body, hit them hips. Get in rhythm, and then when that jaw falls to your eye level, huh? Put that sucker to sleep. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this edition of On the Hardwood.
That did not go nowhere close to what I thought.
I'm trying to help the people. I'm trying to help these players.
Oh my! That did not go nowhere close to what I thought.
What did you think? How do you think it was going to go?
We'll be back.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. Take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Get Mounts of Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Cats hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more, but also catch exclusive originals for Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, and the hit series Halo. The new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun, action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99, but if you subscribe today, you'll get a free trial. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment.
This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
Welcome back to Shooting the Lights Out on this Monday, December 29th, 2025, the final edition of the year as we get ready to hit 2026. So with this next segment we got, it's going to be quite a long one because I'm doing two in one. So Mr. Johnson, it's time to run the fast break.
All right.
That this guy has shown. Let me shut up. Kings off the steal.
Rebound by Adams, who's sixth. Moran, loaded by Primo. Attack.
And as we run a fast break, we started with the ladies in the college ranks because the men didn't do nothing. The men's had the weekend off. How surprising. Mm-hmm. So we're going to the ladies' side. And before we get to the ladies, hey, Mr. Johnson, we have a visitor.
And the visitor is VLUCK83, Victor Lockor. And he says, the year is almost over, but the kicks keep on coming. What's up, hey, player Nicole Johnson?
Hey, Victor, happy belated birthday. Even though I told you happy birthday on your birthday.
Yes, happy belated birthday, sir.
And do me a favor. Share this out to everybody that you can. Don't matter who. I don't care who. Just share it out. Starting with the ladies, the fourth-ranked Bruins of UCLA, they took down 19-ranked Ohio State, 82-75. The 24-ranked Michigan State Spartans, they took down Rutgers 70-64. 14-ranked Iowa got a victory over Penn State 99-76. And the Duke Blue Devils, the most disappointing team on the women's side thus far, they beat Syracuse 71-51. And then let's head to the NBA. Unless Coach Johnson has something to say about the ladies.
Kara Larson. I don't know what to say. Too busy worried about the WNBA ladies in Team USA. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, I did. Come on now, top top girl. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Going to the NBA Friday night. Heat over the Hawks 126-111. Hornets over the Magic 120-105. Go ahead, Cole. Get it out your system. Go ahead and get out your system. Go ahead.
What should I get out of my system?
The fact that I said the Hornets beat the Magic.
Now, I thought this was an up and coming team, bro. What's going on? Why are you gonna let a college team know? Why are you gonna let a high school team know? No. Why are you gonna let a YMCA led team that basically is like no older than 13 beat you guys? Come on now. I mean, you're supposed to be fighting for home court in the first round. Really? Come on, Magic. You're better than this. Hornets? Jeez.
Can't win them all.
What did they? What they got? What? LaMelo Ball and who else?
Yeah, thank you, LaMelo. You're the reason why this darn 6'7" is so freaking popular. I actually did my research and found out he the reason why this has started. Give me another reason that I don't like you.
What do you mean?
Darn you, LaMelo Ball. Wizards over the Raptors 138-117. Celtics over the Pacers 140-122. Bulls over the 76ers 109-102. Grizzlies over the Bucks 125-104. Suns over the Pelicans 115-108, which we talked about earlier. Jazz over the Pistons 131-129. Mr. Johnson, don't look now, but I think the Jazz is starting to click.
Man, I was sleeping on this team. As I look up, and it's like I see them do something ridiculously mesmerizing every time I look. Like, wait a minute, I thought the Jazz was supposed to be nothing. I thought they were rebuilding, and they keep having these types of games. And a win over the Pistons, which to me is the best team that's not named the Thunder. That's one where that unit can go in that locker room and say, if we can beat this talented team and they're on the rise, I mean, they actually want to lay the claim on being the big dogs in the Eastern Conference, then we can beat anybody. So go ahead, Jazz. Do your thing.
And it closed out Friday night. Clippers over the Trailblazers 119-103. Good. Let's move to Saturday.
Good. You're remembering that it is not April. That's right. It's December. Win these games. I'm sorry.
Heat over the Pacers 142-116. Jazz over the Spurs 127-114. Kings over the Mavericks, 113-107. Suns over the Pelicans, which we talked about earlier, 123-114. Knicks over the Hawks, 128-125. Bucks over the Bulls, 112-103. And I believe some Bulls players don't like Giannis Antetokounmpo after what happened.
Well, I mean, what Bulls player would like a Buck player anyway? But still, yes, I don't think they would like how Giannis was doing them dirty on his return.
Rockets over the Cavaliers, 117-100.
Hold the lead, Rockets. You had this team down 30. Don't excuse this crap. Bury him.
Oh, so you're not happy with the 17-point win?
No, because they had them down 30.
Nets over the Timberwolves, 123-107.
117. Make it all cute. Oh, bam. So bam. It's the same team that was supposed to be the best team in the Eastern Conference last year, but they had in a playoff game, they allowed 80 points in a half.
So far, we got the Jazz coming up. We have the Rockets not keeping a 30-point lead to Cole Johnson's liking, and we have the Nets winning basketball games.
I'm telling you. Liberty. It's time for you to call yourselves Brooklyn, because look at how Brooklyn's coming back with the Nets. They were nothing, and now they've been winning games. Come on now. And Anthony Edwards, stop dealing with them hoes, son. Get off the hoes and let's get on the game. I mean, what was that crap Christmas night, son?
Matter of fact, yes, I don't take part in Cole Johnson's foolishness, but Anthony Edwards. Take your ass off social media, man. Damn.
What do you mean foolishness. What did I say early in this program? I speak truth. I mean, dude, shoot the shot at every single woman celebrity that's between the ages of 20 and 25. Oh, yeah. I think I can rock that
up to 45.
I'm like, Negro, you trying to have these fool? You trying to have the women you've impregnated not hit you up for child support now? Come on, son. And you shooting your shot at Angel Reese, shooting your shot at Sabrina in that school. Come on, man. Wah.
Hey, Angel Reese, a Magic fan. She's untouchable.
I'm not saying his taste is bad. I'm just saying I'm saying
a Magic player already claimed that.
No, I got that. I got what you meant. But I'm saying, dude is trying to spray his what you with. Spraying WYD fields all over the internet like he's spraying sperm in the bedroom. I mean, come on, man.
But thank you for bringing up Angel Reese, because guess what, Mr. Johnson? You get to do this.
Speaking of Angel Reese being sitting and spinning on a joystick, the Orlando Magic meeting up with the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Nuggets, they had a wonderful victory in multiple overtimes against Mr. Sperm Shooter. Unfortunately, they shot their load. And unfortunately, they fell short 127-126 to the Magic. Anthony Blackie scored 38 points as his career high with 6 boards and 5 assists. The Nuggets simply forgot defense in the second half. 43 points in the fourth quarter. What is wrong with you? Defense! And you got a slow grizzly bear in the paint. And you mean to tell me you all can't play defense? And Magic. So you come up with your great effort against a team that is wonderful like the Nuggets. But you let a pee-wee team run all over you? Okay. Come on, son!
Can't win all of them. And we split with the Nuggets because they beat us in Denver earlier in the week.
Well, I mean, that is because to me, the Nuggets are one of the best teams in the game. So that's a great achievement. You split with the Nuggets, one of the teams that we pretty much could probably pencil in as a possible conference finalist. So that should tell the Magic that they're right there. But then the 120-105L to the Hornets will tell me that we should be looking for lottery balls come May. Come on now.
We just talked about the Timberwolves losing to the Nets. Like, come on now.
Same thing. And then the same thing applies to them. The only problem is you got Anthony Edwards who wants to hit on any fine cheddar that's in the front row. Because sometimes he wants to chew threes. Sometimes he wants to break ankles. And sometimes he wants to get in a woman's guts on the court.
Victor
Villalgave says, wait, Angel Reese is a bronze sexual? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a bad joke. Because, yes, those donkeys sit and spin on that mother's joystick.
No, a Magic player.
I mean, speaking of Magic, yeah, the bronze sexual turn Magic tricks on LeBron. Whee!
Which is quite interesting. That's actually a win for Wendell Carter Jr., now that I think about it. Because everybody's trying to pick who Andrew should be with, and all of a sudden he just came out of nowhere.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, when did this happen? I'm happy because that makes you a Magic fan. But yes. Good job, Orlando. You beat one of the top 4 teams in the West. It's a good win.
But still lose by 15 to the Hornets.
But I do see some problems, which at some point in time during the 2026 year, I would get into one involving my superstar player. You're not being a superstar player right now. I don't know what's going on with you. But we're getting to that. And then let's go to yesterday's action. Sunday. Raptors over the Warriors, 141 to 127. Shout out to Scotty Barnes, a 55-point triple, no, a 25, 25, and 11 triple-double. That man had 25 rebounds. Draymond, Warriors, where y'all at on the glass? How y'all let one player get 25 rebounds?
1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick.
That was not meant for you to do that.
The smile emanating from your face.
Because he sure didn't kick nobody for somebody to get 25 rebounds on the Warriors.
No, he almost wanted to kick his coach's balls.
At this moment in time, can you blame him? Steve Kerr probably deserved it.
I am not going to deny that.
And knowing you, you probably would have did it. We like, you know what, Draymond? I actually agree with you on this one.
Oh my gosh.
Thunder over the 76ers, 129 to 104. Warriors over the Grizzlies, 116 to 112. Trailblazers over the Celtics, 114 to 108. And speaking of that one guy that Cole Johnson doesn't want to speak of, Lakers over the Kings, 125 to 101.
I'll reserve that for another segment.
I'm glad you did that, because here you go, sir. And the man you've been waiting on, too.
Yes. So the Pistons, who they've been running the hard luck on the West Coast, took an L to Utah. They went to L.A. to play the Clippers, who they've been playing crappy. But all of a sudden, they have found their mojo. And the Pistons are actually on a losing streak. 112 to 99, the Intuit Dome, I'm sorry, was happy to see the Clippers beat the Pistons. A returning Kawhi Leonard, if I'm not correct, a returning Kawhi Leonard gave you 11 boards, 5 steals, and a career high 55 points. The San Diego native is back, and now the Clippers can play the way they're supposed to play. Come on now. You got 3 full months to show that you're the best team in the NBA. Don't disappoint. Don't disappoint. I want you to be the best team in the NBA for the next 3 months. And then show that you're still pretty good in the early part of April. And then show your wares come playoff time, because we know one of you jokers is going to be injured and the other is going to disappear. And then when the calendar turns to May, you're gone. So make me happy, Clippers. Give me 3 more months of this. 3 more months. 3 more months of this type of game. And 3 more months of this, Kawhi. Give me 55 again. I'm proud of you, Clippers. Keep going. Because the first 2 months have been absolute whack sauce. Prove everybody wrong. Prove us all wrong that the Clippers have not faded off. Like they were when they were in San Diego, and like they were when Don Sterling owned them and Elgin Baylor was the GM. Prove to us that the Clippers deserve to not be second-rate citizens in L.A.
They're going to always be second-rate citizens to the Lakers.
True. But give us a reminder that you are the best team in the NBA. Please. I beg you, please.
No damn really ain't nowhere near being the best team. How dare you say some bull crap like that?
I am, because I want them January, February, March to actually have people say, well, can the Clippers actually beat the finals? Can they actually dare say beat the Thunder? And we hear 3 months of that crap, and then all of a sudden we see them get dusted off in April. You know that's how it'd be.
That this guy has shown. Let me shut up. James off the steal.
his sixth. Moran, loaded by Primo. Attack!
So you weren't happy with me motivating the Clippers to play their best?
No.
Why?
Because we know how this ends.
That's exactly why I did it.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of breath. And it's a waste to the basketball people's intelligence.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, think about it. ESPN and Amazon and NBC, they're going to be doing segments when the Clippers actually show that they're returning and Kawhi is beasting people on both sides of the court and James Harden is doing that step back travel and scoring 20 points and the Clippers are all together and we're saying, oh my gosh, this is what we thought we were going to see even back way back in 2020 and have them say that with such gusto, knowing that when my birthday comes, which is late April, that they just go straight down the crapper.
Oh. They're already there. Keep them there.
VHawk83 says, Cole is trying to make James Harden's life miserable.
And this is where the other word comes into play. That comment right there proves my point.
What do you mean? I'm not trying to make his life miserable. I mean, James
Harden. I didn't say it. He said it.
James Harden plays his best from mid-October to mid-April. Am I lying?
Talk to Victor. I ain't put that in. I ain't say that.
No. I know you didn't say that. Okay, fine. I'll say the ball. I'll address you to Victor too. Am I lying? That doesn't mean James Harden plays his best from mid October to mid April. And then once we get to mid
April, we can scratch mid October because he ain't show up this year.
And then when we get to mid April, he'll give you a glimpses and a reminder about a couple of games that he is one of the 10 best players in the league and it will disappear faster than Houdini. That mother pisses me off. Still! And he's not even rocking no more. He still pisses me off.
That's why you got that cigar rig in the background?
I don't. I don't have anything.
That's the cigar I'm looking at. Yeah, that's why you got that cigar right there ready to light that thing up in mid-April, in late April, once Jay Martin disappears.
Because it's going to happen. I can't help it.
That man going to be on the air puffing like he Shannon Sharp all of a sudden. Once Jay Martin disappears.
Yes. Yes. I told you, boy, he's going to be disappear all that fast. I told you. All that talk y'all talking about that he was going to be all MVP and all that. Look at him now. Look at him now. Come here, bunny. I'm approved to, yeah. What high school you go to? Yeah. I'm prove all these old men and I know how to pull all the snow bunnies. Feel like A3 says when James Harden actually plays. Other games, Victor says, other games he pulls his best imitations of Ben Simmons. Have you seen him? Locate him and tell him that he actually belongs in the NBA court.
Actually, I think he is on the NBA court. Problem is, it's kind of ironic what team he's with.
No. I know that, but
it's very ironic what team he's with. Go figure. Mm-hmm. Only thing Victor know what team Ben Simmons is on. And how ironic that comment is. But speaking of problems, Mr. Johnson.
What problems?
We, like everybody other basketball aficionados around the country, those on mainstream TV, we looked at the Thunder, we looked at the rest and said, we don't see anybody that can challenge the Thunder. Yeah, we liked the Rockets. The Rockets gave us a great opening night game, double overtime game. It was great, great opening night game.
But they can't challenge them. Right.
But man, we dissed them. Four victories in the finals.
No, Rocks can't do it. Nah, at least right now they can't.
All of a sudden, correct state, wrong city. Because, ladies and gentlemen, is it a spur of the moment are spur of the problems for the Thunder when it comes to the San Antonio Spurs.
Not spur of the problem. All right. Why spur of the problem?
The Thunder are 22-5. Three out of those five losses are right here in front of you.
Yeah, to the Spurs.
All to the Spurs. 111, 109 in the NBA Cup Semis. 130 to 110, 2 days before Christmas.
And then on national TV.
On Christmas, 117 to 102. So if you were wondering when you're going to get to the title show, here's where we are.
Really?
I feel like this is a good moment to talk about this because we've been trying to, because we've been saying we don't see nobody challenging the Thunder. Well, somebody in the West said, hold that thought. So let's go to these games one by one. Back to the NBA Cup semifinals, in which me and Cole, we did dissect it, but we're going to dissect this again. Mr. Johnson.
Okay, so December 13th. The wretched tournament, and we had the Thunder meet up with the Spurs. Spurs beat them 111 to 109. The Spurs got a hand on the first quarter, but then they turned up the defense in the second, and then it was a contest after that. Devin Vassell, he scored 23 points, had 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Yeah, and you had Wembanyama, Fox, De'Aaron Fox, and yeah, Castle. They all scored 22 points each. And we actually said that Oklahoma City, how dare you allow 5 men to score 22 points and above? Why? How? 4 men to score 22 points and above. How? How is that possible? I can't believe that. And then the Spurs won in the finals. They got beat by the Knicks. I hope you're happy, Wise. Smile.
Would you test? Come on, this is the only, this is like the last time we're gonna talk about the NBA Cup because this is probably the whole big thing here.
I know. It's just that I see those two words. I see that acronym in the word. It just pisses me off because that tournament does not need to exist. It needs to die. Well,
at least you ain't talking. At least you ain't talking about a different city.
Yeah, thank the Lord. It just needs to be gone. It does not need to be in Las Vegas. It doesn't need to be anywhere. It don't even need to be in Dubai. It needs to go. Now.
And then from there, 2 days before Christmas.
Oh, okay, now I feel better. Oh, and I think it was after this game where Victor Wembanyama actually, I guess, started a tradition. Like what the Panthers do when they have a mallet and a big time bass drum, and they just hit it and call it keep pounding. It sort of combined that with the skull chant in with the Vikings. 131-10 was final score. You had, as you can see, 3 Spurs give you 20 points and above. Oh, wow. Wait. Hold on. Let me see. Let me adjust my eyes. I think I'm not reading this right.
No, you're reading it right.
There's a Harrison Barnes sighting. I knew he was a Spur, but I mean, oh my gosh, he decided to wake up and score 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! So he decided not to be the Nassus. Wow, I'm impressed, son. I'm impressed. Basically, the story of this game was the Spurs took a handle in the third quarter and then just. And this is why I'm sort of proud of this team. They smelled the prey wounded, and you bled them dry. That's what you're supposed to do. Beautiful job. And I love to see how Victor Wembanyama. He was, you know, just getting the crowd riled up because y'all were happy that you skunked the Thunder for a second time in its many matches this year.
Okay, y'all beat the Thunder twice. Okay, this is enough. Like, OKC is not going to keep going through this. Like, okay, like this is the defending champion. This is like the best team in the league. Y'all cannot beat them again. And then y'all get them on Christmas. Oh, we know it's going to happen on Christmas. And it's in OKC. Oh, they mad. They coming.
Survey said.
See, what happened? What happened was
you got not the out.
Christmas Day. Back in OKC. This time, De'Aaron Fox takes the spotlight. 29 points, 4 assists. Stephon Castle and Victor Wembanyama scored 19 points each. And then, and you know what's a problem? First quarter. Look at the first quarter.
Give me defense! An NBA game should not have a combined 77 points scored in a quarter. Defense, doggone it. And you all are lanky. Both teams are lanky as all get out. What happened?
Hey, the rest of the three quarters, you got defense.
True. But I'm like, come on now. We should not see an NBA game where we have combined 77 points scored in a quarter.
I mean, we did talk about a game that combined four with 300 points in regulation last week.
150-150. What crap is that? Steal! What crap is that?
So you should know from the first quarter, the Spurs are not afraid of the Thunder.
The only good news that the Thunder have is they could say, well, we actually played them the first half of the season. Don't have to play them much in the second half. So if we do see them in the playoffs, they're seeing a different team. That is what the Thunder have as an advantage.
So
now what Spurs have an advantage is the fact that they saw your jersey in Las Vegas, they saw your jersey in San Antonio, they saw your jersey in Oklahoma City, and they waxed dead behind all three times. So it doesn't matter if it's in your building, their building, or in a neutral site. It's on site when it comes to the Spurs.
And guess what? Victor Wembanyama got a flagrant foul. You know why he got a flagrant foul? Because he don't blink with check hungry. So we have a rivalry with the Sinners.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Now that makes me want to check in with this rivalry or this matchup. There's a little bit of, I won't say bad blood, but there's a little bit of chippiness, a little bit of nastiness.
You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Victor's like, I don't F with him. He can't do nothing with me. Chat, that's a challenge. You better accept that challenge. Or else, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going to be looking stupid by himself trying to figure out how to beat this team.
We can't have that. We can't have him looking stupid.
And the reason why I say that, I know you'll be like, but J-Dub's back for him. Well, J-Dub, well, guess what? They got two J-Dubs on the team. They got Stephon Castle and they got Dylan Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So what you going to do on that one? De'Aaron Fox can go toe-to-toe with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander if you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all must forget what De'Aaron Fox was in Sacramento.
That dude was an assassin.
What is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Oklahoma City?
He's that man for them.
So De'Aaron Fox can do what Shai does. That means Chet Hungry, you're going to have to man up and go after who they call the alien.
I mean, I really want to know the truth. That dude looks more like an alien than Wembanyama does.
Ouch.
And I like Chet Holmgren.
And you know the crazy thing is? In all three games, that was a different person. That's the headline for the San Antonio Spurs.
And that's dangerous right there. That
so
right
they look at y'all, they say, oh, so y'all the team, and the key word is team here. So y'all the team, everybody. Let me show you how a team works. The first game that y'all played, we had four Spurs and scored 20 points.
Mm-hmm. Four Spurs. The second game, over 22 points, yeah.
We had three Spurs score 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
And now we could have had three Spurs that scored 20 points again.
Mm-hmm.
They looking at y'all and say, y'all team, well, come against our team and see what's up.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, OKC, y'all got y'all hands full when it comes to San Antonio because y'all can't figure them out.
Nope.
And you know how professional leagues are. You know that, right? So you know what's going around in the NBA circles, right?
Well, it just like in any profession, whenever tendencies are shown, the copycats come a running. Oh, so this is how this is how the Spurs beat them? All right, let's see how we can replicate that. And we're going to do the same thing to them as the Spurs have done.
Pretty much. We're not relying on one superstar player to beat OKC. We're actually relying on the entire 5-group, 10-group, 8-group, whatever the case may be, to all lock in.
Well, and that's how you have to beat this team. You have to beat this team playing like one. You can't have somebody who is a superstar all four games in the series, score 50 points, and expect a dub, because the Thunder will counter that all day. And this is how you do beat them.
So next up, January 13th and OKC. So, Mr. Johnson, January 13th is your next game. And then February 4th. And that's on national television in San Antonio.
San Antonio. So, they won't see each other anymore after the beginning of February. Unless they meet them in the playoffs. Prepare for the Thunder to say, well, yeah, we got skunked first four or all five games, or four to five, or we got swept by them. But all those games were played before we got to the All-Star break. We're a different team afterwards. Prepare to hear that.
San Antonio, spur of the moment. For the OKC Thunder, or is the spur of the problem for OKC?
I see what you did there. Spur of the moment, that's cute.
Just saying. I figured this is interesting because we thought, hey, ain't nobody going to touch the Thunder. San Antonio said, who ain't? Who ain't going to touch the Thunder?
All right.
So, I'm looking forward to this. I hope y'all meet in the playoffs. Because I want to see a Chad Holmgren going man up.
I want to see a Chad Holmgren actually is going to grow into his body.
Oh, let's go back to Victor.
Feel like a three, he says, look at the bright side, playmaker. We had a holiday. And there wasn't a blowout.
Well, you know, the funny thing is the NBA stole the show on Christmas.
Yeah, because there was two games, and actually, there was a blowout because LeBron decided to argue a call all game long when they played the Rockets.
That made your night.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't watch one possession of that game. But
and then the Nuggets and the Timberwolves decided to give us a classic.
Yeah. Nuggets
to close out the Christmas Day.
Yeah. They gave us the best game, period. Basketball or football of the night.
And that was hard to say because they started with the Cavs and the Knicks was.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game too, right.
And then the Thunder Spurs like, okay, let's run it back again.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran it back. Warriors and
Warriors and Mavs were not too bad. That wasn't too bad of a game.
You got to see Cooper Flagg on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good to see. It was good to see him on a national stage in the professional setting for the first time. That was good to see.
And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who are happy to watch LeBron and their Lakers get blown out.
Yeah.
Including my co-host.
Well, let's get this straight. I don't hate LeBron. I never have hated LeBron. I won't ever hate LeBron. His fan base sucks.
But you were still happy to see him get blown out.
I was definitely happy to see him get blown out when he was grabbing about a call that was not a call. I'm like, look, son, the other four members are down on the other side of the court. Play deep. Woosa.
And your team took a full advantage of it.
As they should have. Because if that stupid fool was going to be complaining to the refs, bump your gums. We'll get an easy 2 points because you're dumb behind down playing team ball. Wax sucker.
Speaking of calls.
VLock A3 says, It becomes harder to defend when you get called for a foul for having a fever near another player. Heck, you can just blow on another player and it's a foul. Negro, I just breathed. He says, isn't that how you're supposed to play? Everyone playing as a well-oiled machine? Yeah. And that's what's going to have to take to beat the Thunder. They're a well-oiled machine. And the Spurs are trying to replicate that. And the funny thing is, the Thunder was replicating what the Spurs were the decade before that. Victor says, Broncos and Chiefs were great. Yeah, that was a great matchup. And I did watch that game. I actually watched that game, and I was thoroughly entertained. Because I did not want to see that that diva mess up my Christmas.
I ain't watched that game because another quarterback decided to. There's a reason why he's not in LA anymore. And that was why.
Why are you going ham? Why are you going in on Jared Goff? Why? He did not do anything to you.
Repeat that.
He even brought your team to a Super Bowl.
And then choked in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
You thought we just got rid of him out of the Super Bowl seat just because?
No, I know it wasn't just because after that, he did sort of circle the drain. I understand.
And what happened against Minnesota?
Six turnovers. Four of them was his fault, but yes. Six turnovers, two fumbles, and two interceptions from him. Yes.
Exactly.
In a game where they needed him the most. He came up shorter than mini-me. And that game ushered out the Lions being in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. So you still don't think I should be going at Jared Goff? When you just laid out the reason why, one, why he's in Detroit, and two, the reason why we sent his ass to Detroit.
But he brought you to a Super Bowl, though.
But what Matthew Stafford did?
He won a Super Bowl for you.
There's the difference.
I'm like, oh my gosh. He gets you to a Super Bowl, and he gets crapped on. I'm like, oh, wow. He lasted, what, a year after? And they shut them out? I'm like, wow, that was quick.
Yep.
I was like, man.
And come to find out, Detroit fans, now they starting to feel what we was feeling.
Well, I would feel salty. I feel a little salty.
Yeah, and that's exactly why. And with that being said, commercial break, and when we come back, well, I guess we get the final four-court slam of 2025.
Hmm. Yes.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. Running back Kerryon Williams. To return.
Lend me your ears, or should I say lend playmaking your ears, as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame, and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
That's all. Victor Lock 83, he says, shorter talking about Jared Goff. In the game that he played this past Christmas in Minnesota. He said he came up shorter than many me on a stepladder wearing Timberland boots in the world's smallest NFL. And Victor says, oh, now playmakers practicing. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. And saying that playmaker is basically taking his size 14s and putting it up Jared Goff's
12 and a half.
I'm sorry. Basically, playmaker's taking his 12 and a halves and putting in between the Jared Goff's uprights. Cole. Cold.
More like between the eyes, but I get your question.
Yes. But to put the symmetry, because, you know, Draymond Green can't lift up his leg that high. He can't kick someone between the eyes. He can stomp on them. This goes to best woman player in the world. You're talking about the word integrity? Because they don't have any. You ain't got no balls, do you? WNBA owners, you ain't got no balls, do you? Really? Really? So we should just tip our cups, throw two cubes, throw ice cubes in a small glass, and just tip the brown liquor. Talk about compromising? Because they'll be compromised doing it. It's on. It's the utter blasphemy. I'm sorry. Professionalism. Okay, from Draymond Green being kicked off the bench to the WNBA, get this right. Take that pathetic franchise in the Mohegan Sun take them from Connecticut, move them where they belong, get them back to Houston, and then rechristen them and call them the Comets. We need to have the original queens of the WNBA rule again. The original queens. That's right.
We don't need to see it.
That's a lie. We definitely need to see this. We definitely need to see this. And the reason why you heard that from one playmaker is because of the four championships that the Comets won, three of them came at the expense of his beloved Brooklyn Liberty. I'm sorry, they were in New York at the time. They were mad.
They still ain't New York. Shut up.
Well, that's the truth.
They still ain't New York. That's the point you don't get. And plus, that was before my time when I started paying attention to the WNBA. So,
I'm sorry. They actually were playing in a place that would be considered New York City. I'm sorry.
We need to sign a petition that says we do not want the Comets back in the WNBA.
Now we don't need to see that.
Everybody that need to sign a petition, let's head over to the Playmakers Network Facebook page. Sign a petition.
No, I ain't signed that petition. Goodbye. Anyway, oh my goodness! But yes, bring the sun from the upper Atlantic. Bring them back to Houston, and call them the Comets. We need to see that pronto, right now. Now, we don't talk junk all the time.
How you gonna see it right now? They can't even get a collective bargaining agreement going.
Well, you do raise a good point, and I will mention that momentarily. No, actually, I'll mention that now. So, yeah, we are in the, and I'm glad you mentioned that, sir. We are in the collective bargaining agreement negotiation period between the WNBPA and the ownership group. And there's been talks of the players saying they want to strike. Well, from all of us here at Shooting Lights Out, from the playmaker himself and from myself, we want to say to you, don't you do it, ladies. Don't you do it. No, don't you strike. Please don't strike. No, you got the momentum on your side. Don't you strike. And now I got extra added motivation. The sooner you come to an agreement, the sooner we can move that ridiculous Bourbon franchise and from Connecticut, and give them the sheen and shine they deserve so they can wax the wings in every other team in the WNBA. We need to see that as soon as possible. And for Tita, get some good people in that organization so that they don't just simply sleep on the job like they did with the Sun after they went from the penthouse to the crap house in one single offseason. But ladies, don't you dare strike. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. A public service announcement from Shooting Lights Out, the playmaker, and Mr. Colt Johnson. I'm the mad scientist, and I approve this message. Now, we are wonderful people. We believe in spreading joy and spreading good cheer. Since we are in the Christmas season and New Year's Day is right around the corner, we want to celebrate good things. So there was a wonderful celebration of an engagement. And we want to shout out that now. Congratulations to Jordan Woods and one Mr. Saucy Cat, a.k.a. Karl Anthony Towns. We believe in love here. We love love. We want you to be in love. And I'm so happy that you have made your queen happy. Karl Anthony. Put some salt on your game, son. Them britches are too sugar. And the balls might be too sugar, too, but I got to ask Jordan. Jordan, is your man's ball sugar? Okay. But congratulations, Jordan. I'm glad you got the ring, and I'm glad you got your man. And Karl Anthony, know that that's a woman, son. Don't be saucy. Don't follow in the same footsteps as one Caleb Williams wanting to paint his fingernails.
Man, if that was the case, I don't think he would be getting married right about now. Jeez.
Look, the dude's a little bit on the sugar side sometimes.
The man is proposed to a woman.
Just like what my wife actually said about Kirk Franklin. I said, well, he has a wife, he has children. And she said, no, that dude is gay as the line is straight. And there's proof he's gay. I'm like, really? Okay. He has a wife. A wife. Not a man he's calling a wife, a woman he calls a wife. I'm just saying. Calling your tongue's a little saucy sometimes.
There's so much to get into if that's the case, but this is not the show for that.
I know. But yeah, he's a little salty. I mean, he's a little sugary. Say anything for you, Caleb. Stop painting them nails, son. I don't give a crap. You throw 5,000 yards and hoist up that Vince Lombardi trophy. Your nails are supposed to be clear. Devoid of polish. Don't polish them nails, son. And Carl Anthony. Son, don't talk like this no more on national TV. We don't need you to talk like this. Your man, son. Talk like one. And before we go, tomorrow is this man's birthday. And to show you that we are unbiased, from all of us here at Shooting Lights Out, we want to wish you, LeBron James, a happy 41st birthday. Happy birthday, LeBron. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, LeBron. Raymond James Sr.
That means I need to stay off social media tomorrow.
Happy birthday, LeBron. That's right. Because you know what you're going to be hearing. You're going to be hearing, Yo-Kang. The greatest of all time, Yo-Kang. Still a star player right now, Yo-Kang. Can't do no wrong, Yo-Kang.
I think Lakers fans would like to have a conversation with y'all, dummies.
I agree. It's still the first option. Yo-Kang. At 41 years old, he's doing things that no other player has ever done at that age. That's right. I saw that. So I had a conversation with LeBron Sessual, and that's what that fool said. Yo-Kang is carrying the load at 41 that no other player has carried. So let me tell you something real quick. Let me get on screen. Look, son, the load he's carrying is not a team. The load he's carrying is in his mouth. Now, back to your regular serial programming on the progress. Yo-Kang needs to shut up and retire. So for all of us, Shooting Lights Out, for the playmaker, for Cole Johnson, and for those who don't want to see LeBron Sessuals get down on their knees, strip LeBron of his pants and his trousers, open up the mouth and go south on him and just paint that joystick like it is a popsicle, trying to suck all the life out of that man till he's dry. Retire. Now. Go. Do something. Go to the Maldives with Savannah. Be responsible and raise Zuria to be a wonderful woman. be a sideline dad for Bronny and for Bryce. Do something else. You no longer need to be on a basketball court, son. I don't give a crap if your time on earth or your time right now is you're supposed to turn father back's time. Guess what, son? Father time's undefeated. He gets us all. And he's going to get you. The preceding was paid for by Yo Kang Productions. And to review, WBA, get that collective bargaining agreement settled and pull the Suns back to Houston. Make them the Comets. And make them the Comets now. Ladies, don't you strike. Don't you strike. Please don't. Carthy Count Towns and Jordan Woods, congratulations. I'm glad you all engaged. But lay off the sauce, son. Don't dip your balls in sugar. Dip it in salt. And don't have them loafers be sugar neither. The mic is on. So make sure that Jordan's speaking to it, not a brown sexual. And speaking of brown sexuals, I want every brown sexual to cry. Happy birthday to LeBron, but you need to get out of the NBA. Get out now. Retire. R-E-T-I-R-E. Retire. Now. Get out the league. Oh, one more thing. I love Dallas. This goes to best woman player in the world. You're talking about the word integrity? Because they don't have any. Y'all ain't got no balls, do you? WNBA owners, you ain't got no balls, do you? Really? Really? So we should just tip our cups, throw two ice cubes in a small glass, and just tip the brown liquor. You talk about compromising? Because they will be compromised doing it. It's on. It's the utter blasphemy. I'm sorry. Professionalism.
This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
Sports fans are gearing up. Would it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics. Official lenses, everything.
The Big Ten.
You can say you're not impressed. You can say you're not happy. You can say all these things, but whatever the case may be, the Buckeyes are on top of the football world. And it's just where it is.
The SEC.
And what does Georgia do? Well, as a team that has a championship pedigree, what do? They came out full guns blazing. Just like a tested SEC team would do. And
Big 12.
That team right there that is ranked 15 that put up 45 points.
Yes, sir.
They were picked dead last at the beginning of the season.
The ACC.
Some of the biggest name first. Chapel Bill now. It's no longer called Chapel Hill. It's called Chapel Bill because Bill Belichick is now the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. the CLP rankings. Do away with that.
Right.
Do away with it.
Bring down the gridiron on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
Welcome back to Bearing Down the Gridiron. You ain't take the bait. I'm surprised you. You ain't take the bait. I thought you was going to take it.
Please. I knew you were doing it on purpose. I was like, you just played a commercial. I already teased you. I already teased you about it. About it Wednesday.
Welcome back to Shooting Lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. As we got one more thing to do before we wrap up. But speaking of Bearing Down the Gridiron, 4 p.m. Wednesday, getting you ready for the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs.
Oh, my. That was some of the most therapeutic recordings I've ever undergone in my entire life. That felt so. Wednesday's edition was so good for me. I needed that. And if I was a smoker, after I talked about that Miami-Texas A&M game, I probably would have lit up a cigarette and smoked it.
I ain't have a choice. We had to recap the games. So.
I know. And that's what made it even beautiful. I was like, oh, I get two for the price of one. That, and I'll say it again. I don't. And then I received some good gifts. But I did not need to receive gift one. All the Christmas presents I needed to receive was in the Oklahoma and Texas A&M's elimination from the college football playoff. That's all the gifts I needed.
And less than a 24-hour span.
Yes. It took 16 hours for those two L's to happen. And I'm still happy. I'm sorry. I'm still happy about that. I'm still over the moon about that.
But yeah, 4 p.m. getting you ready for the quarterfinals, kicking it off with Miami and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good game.
But back to business, so we can get out of here.
Okay.
You weren't paying attention earlier, so.
What do you mean, why wasn't paying attention earlier?
Because I put this up when you was talking about Carrington Towns.
Oh, 50 like 83 says. Hold up. Saucy Cat is cheating on QB Zesty?
Only Victor, man. Only Victor.
No, QB. No, I'm going to say it anyway. We don't really cover NFL. No, QB Zesty is still wanting to have relations with his mom, but you didn't hear that from me. Oh, so I had a conversation with a prom sexual. What you mean?
Why do you keep having conversations with prom sexuals? I thought you were learned by now.
Look, those joystick slobbing niggers come to me. I don't go to them.
It's called one, ignore them. Two, block them.
And then they still come on timeline. LeBron's the greatest all time. LeBron's greatest all time. LeBron's greatest all time. They just come up.
For some reason, I don't have a conversation with Brian Sexual. Somehow, it just miraculously never comes to me. And my block game is undefeated too. So,
well, they're sucking LeBron off. Game is undefeated too. I'm like, I see another nutty Negro talking about LeBron's greatest of all time, or Jordan sucks.
Anyway, national television schedule or game.
That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. It pisses me off.
National TV schedule or games to watch going into the new year. Kick it off with the men's side. Tomorrow, Seton Hall versus Marquette, 7 p.m. Florida State visits Chapel Hill and take on a tough-ranked Tar Heels, 7 p.m. ESPN2. Pitt in Miami, 7 p.m. ACC Network, followed by 16-ranked Louisville going to Cal at 9 p.m. on the ACC Network, and also at 9 on FS1, Butler and Creighton. Duke it out on a hardwood. Wednesday, New Year's Eve, the last day of 2025. The battle for Virginia is on the line when the 21st-ranked Cavaliers of Virginia take on the Hokies of Virginia Tech, 2 p.m. ACC Network. Clemson visits the Q Dome in up in Syracuse, New York, to take on the Orange Men, 2 p.m. ESPN2. The 6th-ranked Duke Blue Devils hosting the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, 4 p.m. ACC Network. UConn, the number 4 team in the country, they are taking on Xavier, 5 p.m. on the Peacock. DuPaul and Villanova, 6 p.m. on FS1. Mr. Johnson, these are your final games on the men's side before 2026.
So it looks like we are now fully into the conference schedules. So now we're going to begin to see how the wheat and the chaff are going to be separated. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the college basketball landscape is going to shape itself this week. It's going to be interesting to see.
From the men's to the ladies, tonight, just finished about 5 minutes ago, 17-ranked Trojans of USC, 74 to 66 over 20th-ranked Nebraska.
Man, they're doing good without Juju.
Currently in progress in the third quarter, the 7th-ranked Terrapins of Maryland are the blowing out Wisconsin 66-31. You have coming up after these two games at 6 p.m. Pitt visiting 18-ranked Notre Dame on the ACC Network. Minnesota and Indiana, 6 p.m. Big Ten Plus. St. John's and Marquette, 7 p.m. ESPN Plus. And the 6th-ranked Wolverines of Michigan visiting Eugene, Oregon to take on the Ducks, 9 p.m. FS1. That is today's action. Flip it over to New Year's Eve, December 31st on a Wednesday. 19th-ranked Ohio State, they are taking on Purdue, 12:30 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. 4th-ranked UCLA taking on Penn State, 2 p.m. on the Peacock. An hour later on Peacock, the number one team in all the land, the UConn Huskies, visit Providence. 3 p.m. ESPN Plus, 22nd-ranked Baylor takes on Oklahoma State in a battle of teams that have won double-digit games already. That is a massive game in the women's game. That is a massive game. Mm-hmm. I know that the Cowgirls ain't ranked, but that is a massive game. 11-3 versus 12-2.
That's a good way to test yourself in the Big 12, huh?
Also a massive game in the Big 12. Arizona State visiting Utah, 4 p.m. ESPN Plus. UCF, the Lady Knights taking on the Red Raiders, ranked 21st, 7 p.m. ESPN Plus. Speaking of big games, the Big 12 got a lot of big games. 8th-ranked TCU visiting BYU, 9 p.m. ESPN Plus. TCU is undefeated. BYU has only lost one game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arizona and Colorado duke it out at 9 p.m. on ESPN Plus as well. That is your New Year's Eve game. But the ladies are not done. Because on New Year's Day, after Wednesday, Thursday, January 2026, to begin the year, this is a lineup. I'm like, well, good gracious. New Year's is gonna be popping. Mm-hmm. Cal visiting 16th-ranked UNC, 12 p.m. ACC Network. 24th-ranked Michigan State visiting Assembly Hall to take on Indiana. 12 p.m. Big Ten Network. West Virginia and Kansas, 1 p.m. ESPN Plus. Florida visiting Knoxville, Tennessee to take on the 23rd-ranked Tennessee Falls, 2 p.m. ACC Network. Ladies, Y'all had a great start. A surprising start. But this game right here, this is going to show me if y'all are serious or you're still pretenders. Mm-hmm. And speaking of being serious, the third ranked South Carolina Gamecocks, they are hosting Alabama, 2 p.m. ACC Network. Oh boy. If both of them games went in at 2 p.m., I'll watch both. Because I know Alabama, I know Alabama, South Carolina, they're going to go at it.
So I guess that's when you're going to watch them.
I might have to watch my ladies, man. I'm sorry. I might have to watch my ladies. I have not watched my Lady Gators at all. So this might be the time for me to watch them.
Okay.
But you know how I feel about Don Staley.
Yes. One of the best coaches in the game.
Also at 2 p.m., the 12th-ranked Vanderbilt Commodores. They are in Arkansas to take on the Razorbacks. Man, that 2 p.m. slate is ridiculous.
Man. All on New Year's Day, too. Wow. Okay.
20th-ranked Nebraska coming off that loss we just talked about against USC. They are now going to Iowa to take on the 14th-ranked Hawkeyes at 2 p.m. on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, playing their arch rival. Okay.
And also at 2 on the ACC Network, Stanford and NC State.
Another 2 p.m. tip-off.
That 2 p.m. slot is ridiculous. Good gracious. Well, yeah, I gotta go against the college football playoffs. Damn.
Speaking of college football playoffs, Georgia and Ole Miss tip off is at 3 p.m. Up at 3 p.m. there, and they tip and they kick off hours later in New Orleans.
Yeah, how ironic.
Mm-hmm.
4 p.m. we got Maryland taking on Illinois. 6 p.m. Big Ten Network following Maryland and Illinois. The 6th-ranked Wolverines of Michigan, they are going to the Pacific Northwest to take on Washington. 6 p.m. ACC Extra, Miami and Virginia Tech. 7 p.m. ACC Extra, Clemson and Virginia. 7:30. Mr. Johnson, I believe you can take this.
Yes, the number 2-ranked team in the land, the Lady Longhorns, they'll be traveling to Columbia, Missouri, to go against Mizzou. SEC Plus will carry that. Again, tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. local time.
That's not an easy game.
No, and Texas, I don't think, will take the Lady Tigers sleepy. I think they'll take that game serious and put forth a good effort. They should.
Also at 7:30 ACC Plus, Auburn and Mississippi State. Go at it. And then, Mr. Johnson, that prime time slot, 8 p.m. Oh, my gosh.
Both games.
Oh, my gosh.
Both games. Oklahoma, Texas A&M, that's going to be a good one, although I know people are sleeping on the Lady Aggies, but they're pretty tough. In the game of the day. And I did that a purpose. Game of the day. Lady Wildcats of Kentucky, they go to Baton Rouge to play the Lady Tigers of LSU. And I'm interested to see if the Lady Wildcats can hang with the likes of LSU, with the likes of South Carolina, with the likes of Texas, if they actually could come up to that party and if they could make that three-headed monster or four-headed monster in the ladies' SEC pantheon.
Ooh, that's going to... Ooh, Lord. That New Year's Day, they is not playing on New Year's Day. Y'all going to watch some type of college sport New Year's Day.
Yeah, college men's basketball, college women's basketball, definitely college football. Yeah.
You watching college New Year's Day.
You watching college something Thursday, yeah.
Man, I can't pass these games. Man. I wish it wasn't on New Year's, but all these games are,
all of them game. Mm-hmm.
All these games good.
Mm-hmm.
Which one watch?
And shout out to you, greedy mother, actually prioritizing the women's game. I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. So we now can actually see, oh, so these are the teams we should actually focus our attention on because we actually have the time to focus and showcase them. And this is the good day to do it, New Year's Day.
Well, whoever came up with streaming, thank you, because now people can stream whatever now.
Yeah.
And Thursday is like, it's a great day to do nothing but stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's college. Let's go to the pros, the NBA. Tonight, Peacock Monday, Cavaliers and Spurs, 8 p.m., followed by Mavericks and Trailblazers, 10:30, Mr. Johnson.
I love Dallas. But these two teams have been struggling. They've been trying to find their footing. It's going to be interesting to see who wants to not stay in the doldrums of these two. The Cavaliers Spurs. The Cavaliers need to show us something. I mean, they're okay. But I think that they're supposed to be one of the top tier teams in the East, if not the league. They're showing tendencies that are not, and that I'm not liking. And Spurs just keep on doing what they're doing because we can't call them a young buck team anymore.
From Peacock Monday to Coast to Coast Tuesday, NBC and Peacock, 8 p.m. 76ers and the Grizzlies do battle. Followed by at 10:30 at crypto.com arena, the Lakers hosting the Pistons.
That first game is the one of the two that we all should pay attention to. It's good to see Ja Morant back on the court and not holding a gun in his hand or having to rehab a knee. It's good to see you back on the court, son. Good to see you back on the court. And challenge Joel Embiid to stay on the court too, please, because his clothes are getting itchy. They're like, you're supposed to wear us, not a uniform. And memo to every Pistons fan, every Pistons organization member, every Pistons front office person, and every Pistons coach and player. Spoil that birthday of LeBron. Spoil it. Wake up and beat these fools down. You can lose the Jazz, you can lose the Clippers. Don't lose to these suckers. Even if that clown is on the bench, beat him down.
I think you told that man happy birthday. Now you want him to take a nail?
Yes. Happy birthday, LeBron. Now take the best birthday gift that the world can give you. And on the court. I mean, he takes a W in life, but he can take that L on the court.
No ESPN Wednesday for obvious reasons.
New Year's Eve.
So
people gonna be
Prime Video Friday.
People gonna be busy watching balls drop. So yeah.
And plus the college football club is on ESPN.
That's correct.
So Prime Video Friday, January 2nd, 2026. Nuggets visit the Cavs at 7:30. And then at 10 is the Thunder and the Warriors.
That first matchup I think is gonna be good. The Cavaliers need to actually take the Nuggets series. They're going to have to be more physical than they have shown. Definitely against the Nugs because, Jokic just can do what he wants to do, as we saw on Christmas. And the Thunder, I think now they realize, and I think they realize that with the third L they took to the Spurs, that they have a target on their back. And normally when a team that's as talented as they are and as hungry as they are still, and they know they have a target on their back, they play a little bit different. We need to see Thunder if you're going to show up and be different to know that people want to take from you what you've already earned. and a team is pedigree like the Warriors, you got to show them, like with John Cena, their time is up and your time is now.
Got a wrestling reference in here. I like it.
Thank you.
And that is your national TV games to watch for this week going into the new year. Mm-hmm. And before we close up shop, Mr. Johnson, I will give you the final words to the people.
All right. Well, 2025 has been a trying year for many, and it's been a trying year for me too. Now I can rave about what we've seen on the court, which has been wonderful. And the game is advancing the way it's supposed to. It may not be the way I would like it from the men's side of things, but from the women's side, we're starting to see basketball be taken seriously on a bigger level. And we're starting to see fundamentals of basketball become vogue again. And it should be, because this game, as pure as it is, should display the beauty that is the simplicity of bouncing a basketball on a deck and throwing this wonderful ball into a hoop that's made of nets and iron. But I hope your Christmas has been wonderful, and I hope that your New Year's is safe. And I think that's the best way, that's the best word I could put forth. I want you to be safe and enjoying 2025 being over and 2026 coming anew. Whatever you do, be responsible. Be responsible, be safe, and make sure that you take care of yourself and each other. Life is too precious, and that's the one thing I've learned from this past year. Life is too precious for us to throw it all away and not think it matters. Life is but a vapor, so are you, so am I. Live it to the fullest. And so if I leave anything with you in 2025, in the beginning of 2026, to coin the phrase from Prince, although I will paraphrase it, we should party like it's 2026, because it is now, and we should celebrate every day like it is New Year's Day, because one day we gotta live it like it's our last, because one day we will be right. So be healthy, be safe, be secure in everything, and enjoy 2026 coming around the bend. And we will see you again in 2026.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that bitch again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Peace.